By now, you've undoubtedly heard about Spare, the stunning new memoir from Britain's Prince Harry, but who can say they've actually heard all the juicy details right from the source's mouth? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews the audiobook version of Spare, which is, of course, read by the prince himself. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Princess Diana's younger son has been at war with the media since the Paps, as he bitterly refers to them, chased her to her death in a Paris tunnel in 1997. Most of the time, the media has been way out in front of him, defining who he is and making sure that every stupid thing he's ever done, and this guy has really done a lot of stupid things, gets the maximum possible attention. Until he flew the royal coup last year, Harry was under a gag order enforced by his family with regard to any kind of criticism. Their motto, as he calls it, never complain, never explain. With the publication of this memoir, Spare, those days are over. Penguin Random House presents Spare by Prince Harry, read by me, he says, the author. And he goes on to complain and explain in rich and righteous detail for 15 hours and 39 minutes. But are these words actually his? We know he had help from the great J.R. Maringer, author of one of my favorite memoirs, The Tender Bar, and also ghostwriter for Andre Agassi and Phil Knight. Reading the book on paper, you might notice the literary affectations, the one-sentence paragraphs, the super short chapters, the occasional fancy phrase or $5 word, and have your doubts. But when you hear the prince read the sentences aloud, it becomes clear how well Maringer captured Harry's delivery, his cadence, his quintessentially British vocabulary and phrasing, the loo rolls, biros, blokes, and the rest of it. We say oregano, he says oregano. And he actually takes a moment to point this out in an aside. Harry has a great time reading his memoir, doing Scottish and American accents, imitating his father, singing a line from Your Song, making various sound effects. His husky voice is easy to listen to, and he puts plenty of feeling into his read. You hear the enthusiasm when he comes upon his favorite stories and the resentment when he hits the angry parts. When he talks about Meghan, he literally gushes. But he also knows how to use understatement. For example, in the scene when Pa, as he calls Prince Charles, wakes him up to tell him his mother is dead. They tried, darling boy. I'm afraid she didn't make it. These phrases remain in my mind like darts in a board. No break in his voice, no emoting, just the words. With haters posting audio clips on social media, you may feel you've already heard the book, the infamous frost snip on the Todger section, at least. But what you may not pick up in these easily mocked clips is a certain appealing humility that underlies them, self-deprecating and self-aware. Reading his own book, Harry comes off as an ordinary guy who hasn't always been able to rise to the extraordinary demands of his life and his family. And he knows it. He's willing to discuss his most idiotic mistakes, and he does so, with rue, self-effacing humor, and patent relief. He's been wanting to speak his truth for a long, long time. Well, I hope they have audiobooks in heaven, because no one would love to hear Prince Harry read his memoir aloud more than his mom.
The book is Spare by Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex. We reviewed the audiobook version. You can find more information about this title and our show archive at WIPR.org and listen to the show wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.